because, well, fast internet, it doesn't come for free. Now, under the proposed regional broadband scheme, the government is proposing to levy non-NBN telcos. Now, why? Well, in an attempt to claw back some of the running costs of delivering broadband to regional areas. Now, it's a charge of $7.09, very precise charge per month. Will that be passed on to consumers? Well, that might depend on your telco. Josh Taylor is a political correspondent with Crikey. Welcome to Drive, Josh.
Thanks, Jonathan.
How will this regional broadband scheme work?
So essentially, it's going to be a tax charged on all the companies who build and own the networks across Australia, all the fixed networks. The way it's going to work is that, you know, for the most part, most of those networks will actually just be NBN itself. But there is quite a few, you know, smaller providers, you know, TPG obviously being the biggest one, who have, have gone out and, you know, off their own back, rolled out networks usually in major city areas or in apartment blocks and things like that, to, you know, connect up the users while those people have been waiting for the NBN, and those people will probably incur the fee. NBN sort of, the government said, you know, in their announcement today that NBN will lower its wholesale costs. So it'll be basically net. It'll be net equal on that, but for people who are with another provider, it'll actually be a bit more expensive. It'll be, you know, as you said, a bit over $7 a month.
So it's a great big new tax on everything on Netflix.
Yeah, essentially. So there's always been something in place. So, you know, back in the day when you know, people only actually cared about, you know, having phone service, the companies would pay what's called a USO charge. Now that's still in existence. The government's still reviewing that, but this is basically on top of it. It's essentially what happened was, you know, when Labor was in government, they had an issue where companies like TPG were going and building networks parallel to them, and Labor said, well, that's fine, but you have to charge them the same amount as we charge on the NBN. You can't undercut us on price. And when Malcolm Turnbull was the communications minister and came in, he essentially said, oh no, that's really unfair. You should be able to charge whatever you want, and was looking to remove that cap and said, you know, go for your life, charge as low as you want. But that means that essentially undermines the NBN pricing model and makes it not sustainable. And that's essentially where we've got to this situation where the government's now looking at a tax to I guess, claw some of that back.
Did the government make a point of announcing this? How has this come to light?
It slipped out in a press release, and it was very strangely worded, and I had to sort of dig into it to figure out exactly what they're talking about. They called it like a scheme, a subsidy scheme. So unless you actually read into it and say, well, we're imposing this charge on all these internet service providers, you can't really tell that it's a tax, but that's effectively what it is.
Have we had any response from those other service providers?
Some of them have come out now saying that it's you know, they're a bit surprised by it. The government, you know, the much lauded cost benefit analysis that Malcolm Turnbull did when he came into government, said that this was not the best option. This is actually distorts the market between city and rural areas more than it already is. So I don't know where it sort of came from. I think they just were stuck with needing to find a solution very quickly, and this is probably the easiest option from them to go with.
Is it because the bucks are tight? I mean, the cost is exceeding what was expected in providing network?
Well, it was always a known factor that you know, it costs more to provide broadband in regional areas than it does in the city. I think what this is potentially gearing up to, and this is something that we saw with the loan of money to NBN to build the rest of the network rather than how it was funded beforehand, is that I think personally that they're preparing to you know, privatise at least some portion of the NBN, probably the fixed line area, and that would mean that, you know, the settings are right, that, you know, they've got the tax they're charging on NBN and all the other networks to pay for the regional areas, which can remain government owned, and effectively just you know, have this loan rather than having it as government equity that needs to be sold off.
Well, interesting thing. Something that I didn't realise, Josh, in reading about this today, I suddenly realised that when NBN comes to your part of the world, they turn off the copper and you don't have a choice but to switch to NBN.
Yes, I think, well, if you're in a fixed line area, that is the case. I think, particularly in regional areas, if you have a decent enough ADSL connection, they'll probably keep it there. But no, you know, that old service is run by Telstra, and Telstra is very keen to get out of having that anymore. And that's part of their deal that they did with the NBN. So, I you know, once the NBN comes to your area, that's pretty much it.
Which removes some of the potential competitiveness from the pricing situation in those areas potentially, does it? Or
yeah,
am I look, feeling too conspiratorial?
Well, it just depends if there is, you know, if a company wants to come in and operate in the same area, then that's a potential option for them. But, you know, in a lot of these areas, it's really uncompetitive for them to do so. And now that they've got this brand new tax as well, that's even more of a disincentive to compete with NBN.
We love a brand new tax, Josh. Thank you for your words of explanation.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Josh Taylor, he's a political correspondent with Crikey.